tape that I did in completed in 1985 and released on the Random Acoustic Records Electroacoustic Solo Works from a roughly 10-year period from mid-80s to the mid-90s. And that's an example of some of my solo work, which we'll get to a little bit later. And I'll briefly again plug the fact that this week in here in New York at the Stone, I have received the invitation to present a retrospective of my work over the 6 days starting on Tuesday. And on that evening, on Tuesday evening, we were going to actually present also some electroacoustic work. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, but it will feature Earl Howard, Susan Alcorn on steel guitar, and also Georg Greve on piano, and as well Anne LeBaron on harp. So that's one aspect of electroacoustic music that's going to be presented, and another aspect of it is in my solo performance, which happens on Saturday evening, and that's at 8 p.m., and in that solo performance, I'll present some work for acoustic drum set, but also it will be mixed together with some of my live electroacoustic stuff. And those are also collaboratives with the composer Sarah Weaver and also the visual artist Beth Warshawski. So there's a lot to take in during the week, and I'll tell you more about it as the show evolves. I had planned to play a live recording of a piece of mine that's fairly well known from the very first quintet recording, Outer Bridge Crossing. Unfortunately, it appears that piece did not make it onto the main drive, so we're going to instead refer to the original recording, which perhaps many of you have not heard, or at least heard in a long time. Outer Bridge Crossing was my first LP of my quintet, and my quintet is a important thread in my musical work, particularly because this is the group that I led. This was the group that I where it is that I found a platform for my composition and my playing. And I designed the group in such a way that it's kind of a special instrumentation. Ernst Reisinger, who we heard previously, is the cellist in this group. In this first formation, Ray Anderson plays trombone, who we heard at the beginning of the show, and also Mark Elias plays bass, we also heard in the context of bass trombone. And the baritone saxophonist David Mott, who had various roles in my life, one of them was that he actually was my teacher in the very early days in New Haven. He taught it at Yale University. And over time, we became colleagues and played with each other. And here he is heard in the context of this first quintet setting. And he plays baritone saxophone. So you have baritone, trombone, cello, bass, and drums. So it's a rather unusual instrumentation. And I stuck with this instrumentation evolved into various settings. We're going to hear another one of them a little later on. And but this was the first record and the title track from that record. And again, the name of the piece is Outer Bridge Crossing. It's from a recording made in 1985.